So this would be afternoon meditation. So it's very nice, very beautiful day, beautiful class. So when your mindset is right, you set up your mind. Longpo Thien like to translate samadhi or right concentration as right mindset or setting up our mind. It's not like to sit still or try to attain calmness. So when you are aware, when you are more aware that it's samadhi or right concentration in terms of this grounds of inside meditation. So we make sure that we are on the track, on the right path, the path of vipassana. So you see Rup Nam, see body and mind. So at the beginning we just focus on seeing body and mind, not to go to see thought yet, just see coarsely about body and mind. Rup Nam, body and mind, body action, mind action. So what we do, our body do. We know, we feel, and our mind work together. So it become body action, mind action, body disease, whether headache, stomach ache, skin disease, eye disease, infection, virus, or diabetes, cancer. What do you like to say that? So when we have disease, when we have body pain, you go see doctor. Doctor gives you a prescription. So you can buy a drug or medicine, or you may need operation, surgery. There's certain kind of seat, whether you get cured or not, it's incurable. So like we believe that diabetes cannot be completely cured, or cancer, and eventually you die. And mental disease or mind disease is like stress, anxiety, anger, delusion, greed, jealousy, mental disorder, all kind of that inflict our mind. So the doctor in hospital, they don't know how to cure mental disease or the disease of anger, delusion, greed, all this. So only people who develop sati, mindfulness, samadhi, right concentration, and panya, wisdom, can cure or can eliminate this disease in our mind. So the Buddha is a spiritual doctor. So what we do, we get the guidance or the prescription, you can put effort, practice until you have more confidence, until you get used to it, until you are more skillful, until you realize certain step that it can, it's like it shed light in to see the world of supposition. So the world of supposition that we get attached to, name, attached to what is supposed to be valuable or important, like a ceremony, right, ritual, something that we believe it make it sacred, or it's like outside worshiping or refuge, like the Buddha statue, becoming monk, rank, order, or law, regulation, citizen, nationality, all kind of supposition that people use to meet it in society. But if you live alone, if you see Dhamma, you see the ultimate truth within yourself, you don't have to pay much attention to this supposition, because it's just something you use it when you are with a group of people. You have law, you have regulation, you have the rule. So you can live in society without conflict. So I think still important to need to see step by step, you know, like, until you see it clearly, like what you experience. Until you see the difference between religion and Buddhism, Buddha or Buddhism. Religion is all kind of religion. It's perform ceremony, church, temple, all material things. But Buddhism is about sati, mindfulness, samadhi, panya, and liberation. So it's inside, more it's inside, about inside. We use the outside, we use the lodging or the thing outside, necessary thing as support, you know, convenient for us to live without discomfort. But inside, as long as we get good support from food, from lodging, house, or traveling, medicine, or herb, or thing, you have no worry. So you can meditate, practice at ease until you can see your mind, can see thought, and you feel more acceptable, you know, to practice in daily life. Because you work, you do, you plan something, you have to think. You know. But there are many unintentional thoughts, wandering thought, that bring illusion or suffering, and we're not aware, we're not mindful. So you can see it when you can see thought, you can see your mind, then it's like you have two important tools. The first tool, just being well, body movement, first ground. Then next, you can use this mindfulness to see thought, see your mind. When you see it, just stop immediately. You see the whole thought. You see the structure of thought. Then you just get out of it. You drop, you know, when you see it clearly. That's when we talk about seeing thought, seeing without reasoning, without analyzing. Just see it directly, like you see with your eye, place eyes. So you can see it anytime, any moment, even while you dream, you know, you're sleeping. It's something that it's very wonderful. So you don't have to get the nightmare or think too much about a dream. Dream just thought at night, you know. Someone says like a foam or smoke. At night, during the day it's like fire, burning, but at night it becomes smoke while you're sleeping. So, no big deal, it's about thought. So you use this tool every day. Other people may not recognize, you know, what you're doing. When you don't do normal practice or formal practice, because you can be aware in daily life while you're working. So if you carry with you, you can't separate it. So you become like rich with sati, mindfulness. If you're just a millionaire or billionaire, so rich with ton of money, but you still have a lot of worry, anxiety. what's the life? So every moment, every time you are aware, you're mindful, you see your mind clearly, that is the most wonderful, beautiful moment. So you prove it, you know, every day. So you don't have to rely on or depend on other people too much. You can be alone sometimes. It is something better than live together. there's be something that, you know, a conflict when we live together. Like we talk about tongue and teeth. Can buy you. Any comment? No question. How are you, Laura?
Fine. Doing well, how are you?
Good, yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to read while you're meditating? If you're reading something that pertains to meditation, like a Dhammapada or something else?
Well, for beginner, we don't recommend to read too much. The more you read, it gets you more confused.
Okay.
It's like you drop your knowledge first, you know, you empty it. Yeah. Even you know a lot of things, but you empty it first.
Okay.
You get a new fresh self-awareness. It will give you clarity, give you answer with this, the truth. Yeah, probably the what you read in the book, it's good knowledge, but it's not yours. It's not you, and it's you not there yet. So until you see it, and you say, oh, you can see, that's it. Oh, wow. Like we talk about seeing thought. Even the teacher tried to explain to you what about seeing thought, but until you're there, you still have doubt. But once you see it, it was just so easy. You don't have to, you read your mind instead, actually. I don't know, right now I don't feel like reading a book too much. Probably I just want to know about their word, how they explain, mm-hmm. But what I know, well, after I experienced seeing all the emptiness, mm-hmm. or not self of everything, then I just, I know what to read about. Because that's on the goal of this meditation. So it's liberate your mind. It's like you know nothing, but you know everything.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you can read. Sometimes it kind of make it more sense or clarity or get good story. Yeah, one time I was watching NDA. The same time, and I read Diamond Sutra at the same time.
Reading besides the Diamond Sutra, was the other one?
Diamond Sutra.
Plus
the NBA.
Oh, you were watching the NBA.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
And I felt like it lightened my mind. I read. Yeah, I mean I like to watch NBA at that time, basketball. But it means like at that step, I can be anything, you know. I can see my mind. Yeah, you know. But I feel lightened. I read that Diamond Sutra. I know what part, but. I feel like, oh, I can be enlightened any moment.
Regardless of what the bulls do.
So, I never experienced seeing anything like I was sitting still or anything like that. Because it's always doing something, but sometimes you get stuck with something, then before you know it, it's gone, you know. So it's like you remove it, you detach from it, then it's gone. So like Buddha said, you don't have speculation. You know it, then you see it clearly, or then it's gone. So you don't know it ahead of time, or otherwise it become obstacle. Are you Barbara? Oh,
thank you for remembering my name. I'm well, how are you?
Very good.
I've been doing the practice every day.
At home?
Mm-hmm.
Your room, your garden?
I go outside when I can, or inside if it's raining. I'd like to be outside as much as I can right now, but I've been doing it like you taught me, and I've noticed a difference.
Mm. Yeah, good. It's real present when you can practice here and there, at home or anywhere. Alright, thank Tabby that bring beautiful flowers.
Flowers,
oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Out
so
there in front of the door, and I put in front of the learning center.
You mustn't forget to water them.
Yeah.
They look so beautiful.
They're very pretty.
They're
very
open
pretty.
Up in a minute.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Have a
thank
nice
you.
Day.
You too. Thank you, Nipen.